Yes.
I'm bringing up something that will maybe muddy the waters a little bit. Causeway out to Sierra Island was put in, as I understand it, I believe that the siltation we're talking about results from the fact that the causeway goes out to Sierra Island and prevents water flow through there. And the causeway itself was put in, as I understand it, kind of illegally with an after-the-fact illegal permit by the Army Corps, which initially required a bridge, and then they scaled it down to a culvert, and then nothing was ever put in. And I understand that's a separate issue. I don't know if they can be linked, because it seems like they're related to me.
That would be a good question to put to the Army Corps if we get them to do an environmental impact statement. Yes.
I have another question for the Army Corps. Are they aware that we have a threatened species and an endangered species of fish in the bay? The Atlantic sturgeon is threatened and the short-nosed is endangered.
Yes.
And some of that is news.
I don't know.
I mean, I can't speak for the Corps, but I know that's certainly something that this also would require a DEP permit, and that is something that the DEP, I mean, I've talked to the Department of Transportation about some completely unrelated project, and they were very concerned with getting permits for it because of the sturgeon status. So it has an effect on permitting, state permitting. I don't know what the Army Corps...
We have two questions, one in green back here, and someone asked that fellow that's close to the door. Thanks.
I know these things are done in a stepwise fashion, so I was wondering if the environmental impact study, is it only going to cover the actual dredging and the effect of the dredging, or is it also going to look at the effect of these larger vessels that supposedly are going to start coming to that point? And those effects on, for instance, only 372 Atlantic salmon re-entered the Penobscot River this year. We spent millions of dollars cleaning up the Penobscot River with the salmon. How are these larger vessels going to affect our fragile population of salmon that
strong
one along. Much bigger than a regular one. But are we going to study the environmental impact of the vessels themselves that are coming?
So what your question actually is, will the Army Corps of Engineers do a study on the impacts of the follow-on activity, not just the ship size, but follow-on activity in general. I would hope that they would, I don't know if that's part of their process or not.
Okay, well, we're only going to look at this one thing right now, and then later we'll look at the next.
Well, I think that's one of the reasons for convening groups like this is that we can actually. If they agree to do an environmental impact statement, we can inform them about the questions that we want them to answer. So that's the next step.
Also, some cost analysis, maybe that could be done about how much has been spent to clean up the Penobscot River.
That would be that would be a question that we would ask.
And to compare that to how much they're going to gain.
Correct.
Monetarily from this.